الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to your authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not to forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners, our new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Allah says in the Quran, in verse, in the second chapter, and I'm going to just read a few verses, up to five. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. So Allah says in these few verses, this is the book. Now, Alif Lam Mim, it basically is, it's really no meaning to it. It's just Allah says that Taha, Alif Lam Mim, Sawd, different chapters in the Quran begin like that. And no one really can define what the meaning of these are. But we say it because it's in the Quran, and we recite what is in the Quran and believe what's in the Quran. So Alif Lam Mim is what I just explained to you. And then Thalik Kitabu La Rayba Fi. And that says, this is the book. There is no doubt about it. And also it mentions a guide for those mindful of Allah, who believe in the unseen. Establish prayer and donate from what we have provided for them who believe in what has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, or O Prophet, and what was revealed before you. All the books before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and also prophets were revealed to them. And you're talking about the Torah, you're talking about the Injil, the Bible, and so forth, that we believe in the original ones that were brought by the prophets before Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. And have sure faith in the hereafter. It is they who are truly guided by their Lord, and it is they who will be successful. So this basically, this particular topic that we're talking about today are the virtues of Quran, or getting you as my students to read more Quran for yourself. Be clear about the message of Quran for yourself. And it's an open book. It's not a book you put on the shelf and let individuals interpret the book for you. That's not it at all. It's clear. And as I said, this is the book. There is no doubt about it. A guide for those mindful of Allah and believe in the unseen, and establish prayers and donate on what we have provided for them. And so all these things that I mentioned earlier when I read those various verses from the first five or so verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, or what we call chapter number 2. And so I want to emphasize to you all that, of course, you can read it for yourself. I explained to you one time to you all that after, and this is basically as Imam, true story, after 9/11 took place, we had attacks here in America of the Twin Towers and the Pentagon, and also there were a plane had also crashed into a farm in the state of Pennsylvania. And so I'm saying it sure was a tragic thing. It was a wrong thing for anyone to do. Also, when it's just wrong. So I won't get into any details regarding that, but just a wrong act done by any human being to attack other human beings like that. And so people, they start pulling off the Quran from the shelves, books on Islam from the shelf, so that, because they want to understand this whole thing about Islam, and I'm going to assume they want to know what made people do what they did. And those individuals, they did what they did from their own selves, not so much from Quran. But anyway, the people pulled them off the shelf. They're reading through Quran and trying to figure out what's going on. And so some people, looking for one thing in the Quran, the reasoning for what happened in the books on Islam, and another thing happened, that their hearts were opened up to the truth about what Islam really was, and that they became Muslim. I was the Imam, and then the attack happened on one day, and two or so days after the attack, people came to the mosque, our place of worship, and they became Muslim. Right in the middle of fresh that this particular thing took place. And so Allah opened their hearts to what was in Quran. And I pray to Allah that you all who are my students that are now Muslim, that Allah will also open your heart to what is in the Quran. And also you'll be able to hear the message that Allah is saying to you what is happening in the Quran. It's like Umar, who was the second or the third leaders of the Muslim, he was really on his way to kill the Prophet. After the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he had his message that he would deliver to the people. People were gravitating towards it. And so Umar he hated the man for the message that he was sending to the people, and he was upsetting the society. And so what happened is that he basically took his sword out and was on the way to kill the Prophet. And he met a man on the way, and one thing led to another. And the man said, you know, before you go kill the Prophet, go look in your own family. He went to the house of his sister, and there were three people there. One man teaching his sister and her husband Quran, and he heard this sound coming from, like I had read earlier when I first started this episode. He started reading from Quran. He heard it, and he said, and he got, when he busted to the house, and he said, like, basically, what are you listening to? What was happening? She denied it initially, but later on she said, well, it was Quran. And he said, I'm going to see what you read. And she said, well, you wash up, and then you can read the book. And so he did that, and he read the book, and then he read from chapter 20. That was chapter titled Taha, T-A-H-A. So that's chapter 20. And I would say basically the first eight or so verses of this particular surah is what he read, and Allah opened his heart to, so what was being read are said in the Quran. And that was a very beautiful thing that happened to this individual. And you can also read for yourself what he read, which was, and there was a man going to kill the Prophet, was a chapter Taha, the 20th chapter in Quran. And you can see what opened up this man's heart to Allah. He had this evil in his heart. He was going to do one thing to the prophet, and then he read the Quran, and he became one of the people who were very dear to the prophet. Loved the man so much that he refused to believe that when the man died, for people not to say that the man was dead, but the man was dead. And to the first leader, a Khalifa of the Muslims after the Prophet Muhammad's death, he told him to basically to sit down, Umar, sit down, relax. And then the man Abu Bakr ascended to the pulpit, and he said to the people, hey, look, those of you who worship Prophet Muhammad, know that he's dead. But those of you who worship Allah, know that Allah is still alive. And so he cleared things up and Umar settled down. And I know there was a long version, but from where I was going, but the thing is that the basis, it changed his heart, reading chapter 20, Taha, and also the people who read Quran, that changed their heart after 9/11 from hating Islam and what Islam, what they consider Islam did to their country or to their people, that they end up embracing Islam and loving Islam. And so the guidance from Quran is open to anyone to read it. So I want to also read, because it's a guidance. Also, it was mentioned that from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, Qul Abdullah, meaning Abdullah has said, in Asanal Hadithi Kitabullah. Wa Asana al-Haddu Muhammadin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And so it says, Abdullah said that the best talk is the book of Allah, or the best speech sometime is, they say, it's the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. So first, the best talk is speech, is from Allah, in the book of Allah, Kalam Allah, in the Quran. Like I said, Hasanul Hadithi Kitabullah. And also, the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And the mention in another hadith for the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, when he mentioned about the book, and it says, "Allahumma limhul kitab," and it says, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, embraced me and said, O Allah, teach him the knowledge of the book. It was one of the Sahaba, companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessed be upon him. And then it was narrated by Tariq. And Abdullah said that Prophet Muhammad, I'm sorry, it was narrated by Ibn Abbas, who said that the Prophet Muhammad embraced me and said, O Allah, teach him the knowledge of the book. Allah, pray for this man to get the knowledge of the book. And what I also want to mention, we're talking about the virtues of Quran, the beauty of the Quran. And I encourage you all to read the Quran. And it was mentioned by one of the companions of the Prophet. He said that Ibn Abbas said, how can you ask the people of the scriptures about their books while you have Allah's book, the Quran, which is the most recent of the books revealed by Allah? And you read it in its pure, undistorted form. It's like a problem, peace be upon him. He said, Allah sent down many books. As I mentioned to you before, the Psalms, the Injil, the Bible, the Torah, and also the last book of Revelation he sent to mankind was the Quran as a guidance to mankind. As I said to you all earlier, is that that Allah Ta'ala said. He said it. What he said? He said, "This is the book," and there's no doubt. There are doubt about it. A guide for those mindful of Allah, who believe in the unseen, and to the rest that I said to you all earlier. And so the beautiful thing about this is that it is pure, it is undistorted, undisturbed, not rewritten. It came from Allah, from Allah to mankind, from Allah to Angel Jibril, messenger angel, and it brought to Prophet Muhammad, and then Prophet Muhammad told it to the people. He was an unlettered man. The people thought it was a magician, like they thought about the other prophets and before him. It's not anything new. Or that he wrote the book himself. He was able, he could not write. He could not do anything. He didn't have that. He was illiterate. So it wasn't something that he wrote. It was from Allah. And when you read it, you can see that this is from Allah. This is not something that mankind can do. Because Allah even challenged man to write something, basically a chapter, similar to his chapters in his book, and even to one sentence that is similar to the chapters in the book. And to this date, 1400 plus years ago, mankind had not met that challenge. With the internet and all the intellectuals and that kind of thing all over the world, they have not met that challenge, be able to write one verse, one chapter, or even one sentence equal to that of what Allah says in the book. Some people may try during the prophet's time, because they love poetry during that time. Poetry was a really big deal, really, really big deal during that time. Not so much for many people. Some people, they're still into poetry. But then it was a really big deal amongst the Arabs, poetry. And they would claim victory in poetry. They would go to war, reciting poetry. They would do all these kind of things attached to poetry. And so even the poets, they could not write anything similar to that in the Quran. And that challenge is for anyone that listens to me right now to write a chapter similar to that, the chapter in the Quran, or a paragraph that is similar to it, or anything like that. You won't be able to do it. Why? Because Allah says so. It is also mentioned by one of the prophet's companions. It says, Allah's messenger, may peace be upon him, he said to us, honesty descended from the heavens and settled in the roots of the hearts of men, meaning faithful believers. And then the Quran was revealed, and the people read the Quran and learned from it, and also learned it from the Sunnah, meaning the way of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Both the Quran and the Sunnah strengthen their, meaning the faithful believers, honesty. So we see here, it's just honesty is from Allah, and then it was reinforced by the Quran and by the Sunnah, or the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. It was strengthened by these two, the faithful believer reading the Quran and following the way of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. Read the Quran for yourself, and you ask Allah to open your heart to what is in the Quran. Let you understand what is in the Quran. Let you get the beneficial knowledge that's in the Quran. So I'm just mentioning these things to you all, that you go there with an open heart and an open mind. And don't go to the Quran looking for the faults or defaults in there, or problems in the Quran. You're not going. Don't go with that attitude. Go with a good, open-hearted attitude, with intelligence that you all have as my students, and read Quran for yourself. You don't come to class every week to listen to me tell you about Quran. You're welcome to read it for yourself. I'm not interpreting the Quran for you. I tell you, or guiding you. In terms of, this is what it says, this is what you have to understand about Quran. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm just teaching you about what it says in Quran, and I pray that Allah will open your heart up and your ears up and your eyes up to what is in the Quran. and that you're not sumum bokmon omu, that you're not deaf, dumb, and blind to the truth or to the message that is in the Quran. And you can do that, and people don't have to know that you're doing it. You can do it on your own, just you in a room by yourself. But the people used to do when Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, it was revealed to him the Quran, some of the local people who were not Muslims, who were somewhat enemies of the Prophet, he would be in his house reciting Quran, his beautiful, beautiful voice of reciting Quran. And then sometime a few men would be underneath his window listening to him recite. Then one time a man walked away, and another man saw him walking away from listening to the prophets and reading Quran, and he said, basically, like, what you been doing? What were you doing? And the man listening, he didn't confess, he probably made up excuse or whatever of what he was doing, but then it turned out that the man who accosted him or talked with him, he also was on his journey or his way to listen to the Prophet Muhammad doing a recited Quran. And neither one of them wanted the other one to know they were doing it, but they were listening to the beautiful recitation, and much beautiful than what I recited earlier in the recitation of the Quran and the message in the Quran, because they understood the Arabic. They understood the Arabic very clearly. And it was beautiful, the words that were coming out, that no man could come up with these words or put these words together and be so powerful and so meaningful as was in the Quran. And that's why I emphasize to you all, read it for yourself. The biggest virtue of Quran is Quran itself. It's Quran itself, reading it and getting the blessings of the Quran. And also we have what is called tafsir. Tafsir is a T-A-F-S-I-R, is the sort of an explanation of Quran. You have the various verses of Quran, and so the tafsir would explain what particular verse says or what it means. And one of the tafsir, or the best explainer of Quran sometime, is Quran itself. Because Allah, I ask a question about what is so-and-so, or let me tell you about so-and-so, and then he explained what he said, or what so-and-so is. And so he will ask a question, and then he will answer the question. Meaning that he's explaining the question, explaining or giving you the answer to the question that he was asked. So you have no doubt. You'll be very clear, as I said before, the Quran is this is the book. In it there is no doubt about it. And you get also various rewards for reading the Quran. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings upon him, he said, such a person who recites the Quran and masters it by heart, meaning memorize it in heart by heart, will be with the noble righteous of scribes in heaven. And such a person exhausts himself to learn the Quran by heart, or exerts himself and recites it with great difficulty, will have a double reward. In other words, some people may find it easy to memorize Quran, then they get one reward. But a person who makes an effort to try to memorize Quran but has some difficulty in doing so, they get double the reward for just struggling, trying to understand the Quran. So don't become, those who are Muslim, don't become upset because I'm not getting it, I'm not understanding, I'm not memorizing well. Don't get upset with yourself. You're getting two blessings for the one who doesn't have that difficulty in memorizing of Quran, but you don't give it up. And those who are reading Quran in English, which is really Quran is in Arabic, then you pray Allah will open your heart, as I said before, and your mind and your eyes and your ears to what is being said. and you understand it, like I mentioned about Umar, getting the understanding by reading a few verses of the of in Surah Taha, and Allah opened his heart up to who Allah was and that he has no partner, and all the rest that I mentioned to you all in a previous episode, and that Allah opened his heart to understanding, and he, and I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, he became Muslim, as you all know, because he was one of the leaders of the Muslim. And so he became a Muslim, went to the Prophet. I'm going to finish the story from earlier. After he read the Quran, and he went to the Prophet, and then he was going to go, he knocked on the door where the Prophet was, and he was, people thought he was there to hurt the Prophet. But no, he was there to embrace Islam. So that's going, I didn't finish that story from earlier, but I just want to mention that, I mentioned that to you. And this is a man, again, this man, he really was not a friend of the Prophet. He was an enemy of the Prophet, but reading the Quran changed his heart. Some of you out there, maybe you don't like what the Quran is saying, or like, don't like what Muslims saying, or you hate Muslim, whatever it may be. All right, fine. That's your right to do so, to hate whoever you want to hate. That is up to you. But you read Quran with open mind, and Allah will reveal to you and open your heart up. We had all kind of people that had this one feeling about Quran and about Muslims and the like. And then we might be practicing other religions, but then they read the Quran, and the Quran opened them up to a whole new experience. Because the Quran is not really, it's for information, but it's more so for transformation, for changing an individual, not just taking in, soaking in the knowledge of the Quran, but it has a transformative impact upon its readers. That they go from being in one state to being in another state, being in one state of disbelief and not believing in Allah, to believing in Allah and worshiping Allah, because they have a better understanding of who Allah is. He is one God. He sits alone on the throne of authority. He created all that we see, all that we don't see, and that he love more than hate, and he's very merciful. All these things you will find in the Quran. And I want to also mention to you all that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, Allah never listens to anything as he listens to the Prophet reciting the Quran in a pleasant, sweet sounding voice. And a companion of Abu Huraira said, it means reciting the Quran aloud, or Allah loved the sweet sounding voice of Quran being recited by those who believe in Allah. We are asked to recite Quran in very sweet tone, sweeter and nicer than, of course, what I read earlier. And some people have very beautiful voices when they recite Quran. You kind of feel what they're saying, although you don't understand what they're saying. But you look at that Quran, because maybe things going on in your life that making things not easy for you or not nice for you. And so the Quran may have better answers that you're looking for. Or may you take it from the state where you are to a better state. Everyone in Quran helps to get to the closest of Allah, because it tells us what Allah wants us to do and what Allah does not want us to do. It will bring us closer to Allah, and Allah is very pleased with that, with a person who tried their best to get closer to Allah. And one of the beautiful things about the Quran is that Prophet Muhammad, he said, the best among you, meaning Muslims, are those who learn Quran and teach it. So the best among us all is the individuals that they learn Quran and they teach it to others. I pray that some of my students who are now Muslim, that you learn Quran very well. You read it very well. You have a very good understanding of Quran. You go to the classes, you learn what's in the book. Get an understanding what's in the book and ask your questions. We as Muslims, we're not fearful of your questions. If you're really seeking knowledge, And you're not there to insult anyone, because that'll turn people off. And so you ask us whatever question you have. And to best our ability, we will try to answer that question for you. And we should have our proofs and answer the question for you, and not just off the top of our head or anything like that, or what I feel. It's not about what you feel. It's about what it says in the Quran and what the Prophet Muhammad, he said about a particular thing. So my beautiful students, you want to learn more about Islam or find out more about Islam, you can always go to Why Islam. You can go to also to the online university, which are the international online university, or you could go to American Open University to learn more about Islam. You have been listening to me, your host, Imam Hassan Amin, and listening to me on Islamic Faith in Focus, this particular podcast, and we try to do a new podcast every week, and give it as a gift to your friends to tune into this particular podcast on weekly to learn more about Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.